Bruchim Aboyim to the fifth and continuing series of Shiurim on the thought of Rav Kook, and specifically is expressed in the Pinkas Hadapim Aleph from Yafo between the years Tafresh Samach Dalet and Tafresh Ayin Dalet. In the first four Shiurim, we discussed in depth the first section number one of the Pinkas Hadapim. And now we're going to commence discussing the second section of Pinkas Hadapim. And the second section of Pinkas Hadapim focuses on what's called the Tamei HaMitzvos, reasons for the mitzvahs. And we're going to speak about Rav Kook's unique and interesting approach to Tamei HaMitzvos. As usual, I will read through the text and attempt to translate it. And then after we'll try to understand what Rav Kook is talking about, what the background is, and what is the chiddush, what is the navala which are being expressed. Writes Rav Kook, HaMitzvos koilelois b'chaluson uveproton es kol hatamim kulam. So Rav Kook understands, says that the mitzvahs, both in general and both in a general sense and a specific sense, I guess the specifics of mitzvahs, or maybe the specific mitzvahs, include all of the reasons for the mitzvahs. Very interesting. In other words, Rav Kook understands that there are all different types of, it's not necessarily one Tamei HaMitzvos, but there are different types of Tamei HaMitzvos. Now, what does Rav Kook mean to say there are different types of Tamei HaMitzvos? So, the fact is that he's going to enumerate Tamei HaMitzvos, in the next few lines. Actually, Rav Kook is going to enumerate here six types of Tamei HaMitzvos. We'll go on and speak about, I think maybe not today, but in Yetzir Shem, in the Shurim that, in continuing Shurim, we'll try to express about what is the background and unique approach that Rav Kook is taking, in the background of the Rishonim Nachoyim, who also spoke about the Tamei HaMitzvos. Okay. Mipnei, right? So Rav Kook says, in fact, actually, why do the mitzvahs include all these different reasons, all these tamim? Mipnei shehein ariga achas organis mefaltim atzrichim zel lazeh. Because, in fact, actually, now I think he's referring to either the mitzvahs or referring to the tamim. Probably referring to the tamim. But basically, in any case, either way you put it, certainly either the mitzvahs or the reasons for the mitzvahs, says Rav Kook, are basically a one woven rug. Right, one organic, I should say, very important word here, organic tapestry, right, in which the different the specifics are in a, what you would call a holistic relationship. So in other words, Rav Kook understands that not only the mitzvahs, but also different tamim of the mitzvahs actually form a organic whole in which one cannot, in other words, there's not one specific reason which serves as a base for the other reasons, but rather the different reasons serve as a part of a organic whole, sort of like I once read a book on acupuncture called the web that has no spider. In other words, that there's a holistic way of looking at things. Okay. Okay. The emphasis is cook as a result of that. So in other words, from this sentence, it's clear that Rav Kook speaks about the tapestry, speaking about the reasons as being a tapestry, not the mitzvahs as being a tapestry, even though there is a concept of mitzvahs being a tapestry too, certainly in Kabbalah, anyone familiar with the Ari and the Rashash, but we're not going to speak about that right now. We're going to speak about the different reasons as forming a type of a tapestry, a unified field theory of Tamei HaMitzvahs, right? So it says Rav Kook, says that in every mitzvah, we have to actually look for all the reasons for the mitzvahs of the mitzvah, and the details in which the different reasons form this cohesive whole. That's what Rav Kook says. Okay, so in other words, Rav Kook understands that there is a basis of reasons for mitzvahs, and the basis of these reasons mitzvahs form a dimensional space, if there are n reasons, there's an n-dimensional space which forms a coherent whole, and therefore when a person looks at any mitzvah, he has to study and understand each of the reasons in order to be able to contemplate and to apprehend the organic teleology of the mitzvah. That's what Rav Kook is saying. Now, what are, in fact, actually the reasons for the mitzvahs? Why there are different reasons for the mitzvahs? This is going to shock people, because most people think there's either, well, most people who have learned a little bit about Talmud mitzvahs understand that there's actually a machlokes, Rishonim, the most famous of which being the machlokes of the Nefuchim, the Ramban, whether there are Talmud mitzvahs. But Rav Kook is not only assuming there are Talmud mitzvahs, but Rav Kook is actually saying that, in fact, that there are different Talmud mitzvahs. So says Rav Kook, Dehainu yisoyt ha-netiyah ha-protis ha-namucha. Says Rav Kook, there's what's called the specific, the lowest, in other words, the lowest private yisoyt of the mitzvah, reason for the mitzvah. Shemizen noivim kol ha-ta'amim ha-ginim shemitzvah kol ma shemivi kairas ruach ha-chavas ha-das penimis. So Rav Kook says this is the most basic, the lowest, quote-unquote lowest, reason for a mitzvah is the kairas ruach, hachovas hadas, penimis. In other words, how the mitzvah affects the person. How the mitzvah affects the person in terms of kairas ruach, in terms of gets his equanimity of mind, v'hachovas hadas, penimis, and his internal, a person's internal constituency, right? In other words, how does the mitzvah contribute to a person's internal well-being? I should say internal well-being. I say psychological internal well-being. Vanatia yechidis hel yaina, and the highest level, the highest reason for the mitzvah, is because is the intellectual, the highest intellectual apprehension, which includes, the entire ontology of reality as one. And from this emerges fundamental ideas and apprehensions which eternally are in eternal ascension. Okay, so in other words, now, so therefore, Rav Kook has stated that we actually have a lowest level, a lowest reason for the mitzvah, which is that which contributes to a person's internal peace of mind, internal psyche, and there's the highest level, which in fact actually is the apex of man's intellectual apprehension, which seeks to, in fact, understand from a holistic point of view, all of reality, right? And then, says Rav Kook, sandwiched in between this lower and higher level, right? Are four intermediate levels. And that's what Rav Kook says. So we have, let's say, a hamburger, a sandwich, right? The lower part of the sandwich, a lower piece of bread, is this internal equanimity, which the mitzvah brings. The highest level is the apex of intellectual apprehension. And then inside the sandwich, we have four intermediate levels. That's what Cook says. V'aba netiyos mutzois b'neihem, and the four levels, intermediate levels between the lower and higher level. Sheheinan, so Rav Kook now, in fact, lists the four intermediate levels. Hanetiyah loikis, this is the spiritual, a divine level. Beteas derishas Hashem aboyet kol umachaya kol. Ribon kol lomu ve'eloya kol anashamayis. So there's the conception of divine creation, of Kodesh Baruch Hu as being being the creator of the world, creating everything. Right? God is a creator. Man relating to Kodesh Baruch Hu as a creator. That's intermediate level number one. That's the highest of the, I guess, that's intermediate level number one. Then there's v'hanatia musores umuchletes ha-she'efet le-tzedek l'chayim l'yesh l'mishpat pakol. And then there's the ethical level, which seeks, right, which pursues justice and righteousness, right? And I guess in a, from a universal point of view, that's the second level. So the highest level is the God is a creator. The second level is the ethical level. I would say the much more of a universal ethical level. Hanatia hadatzis hachafetzlis kadesh b'chol tachsisi maisim and hogim kedoshim. Habulam b'yachas aloki u'musa aloki al yedei hashbar kibbutzim abishavas yedei koyach niskav shal adam elya misnasim imal l'chol oylam kuloi. Right? Hameroim oisam alokim b'koyach ruchani al yena shefeyam b'bihirus al yenis shal antia loikis. Then the next level, to summarize of Cook's statement here, is basically, I guess, mitzvahs. When a person does mitzvahs, more particularly, I think he speaks about mitzvahs ben adam lamakom, right? And that's what Cook says. At a tiyad dati, the religious level, hachafetu is kadesh, which looks to bring about sanctity, b'kol taksisei ma'isim, through acts u'minhavim kedoshim, holy acts and holy customs, which means, I think, really, mitzvahs ben adam lamakom. Hamulaim biyachas eloki u'musa eloki yidei hashpas kibbutzis hamishavas vekoyach niskav shal adam elyon besnasim imal l'chol ha'olam kuloi, which basically bring about spiritual hashpa, a spiritualization of the world, right through the Atzi speaks about adam elyon. Adam elyon is a Kabbalistic concept that, in fact, actually, I mean, those of you who are familiar with this, both either in the Ramchal and Das Tvunais or the Nefesh HaChayim, what Cook speaks about, that basically the acts that a person does somehow correspond to the spiritual world, and the spiritual worlds take upon what you would call kiviyachol, a correspondence to the human, let's call it, human act and human structures, etc. In other words, basically, we're speaking about the Oilamaisis Partsufim, in which actually there's a quote-unquote a type of spiritual anthropomorphism, Chas v'Shalom, not an Avodah Zarah, but the fact is that somehow through this, the acts of a person relating to different aspects of his physical structure have some type of a or automorphism to the spiritual structure of the spiritual world. Okay, that's what Cook is speaking about. Basically, he's speaking about Mitzvahs ben Adam Lamakom, and that's the third intermediate level. Right, and then Rav Cook says, right? And therefore, what we have is that there's the relationship of man as an individual to the entire nation. There was the national aspect, reason for the mitzvah, right? And the tia noiches al yino medes al gaba, right? The man's spiritual. Right, b'tzilo fanatia leumis mutzas kerech ruach chayim shleim mishtafus kabua im klos uma. That was the aspect of man as relates to the nation, right, to the entire nation. Im kiyumu ramshachas chayelu deresea, not only the physical survival of the nation, but also the tradition of the nation, the mesera tradition. It's passed down in generations. B'tzivyena of rucha hapanimi, through its spiritual identity, right, and spirit. Okay. Now. Okay. Okay, so like this. And this brings all these things. Okay, now. Of course, Rav Cook goes on and on. Now that we've gone through the actual words of Rav Cook, which are actually difficult, right? Rav Cook says is that we have already six reasons, six ta'amim, six dimensions. In other words, the teleology, I'm calling the teleology of mitzvahs, right, is a six-dimensional space, right? There's a lower dimension, which is the inner equanimity that the mitzvah gives. That's, like I said, the most physical. And then there's the upper dimension, which is the most intellectual, and then sandwiched in between are what I would call these four, I would call much more spiritual dimensions, in the sense that there's the dimension as man relates to God as the creator, there's the universal ethical dimension, there's the dimension where man, through at mitzvahs, ben adam l'makom, affects the spiritual worlds, and then of course, related to this is man, through affecting spiritual worlds, also relates to the entire nation of Klal Yisrael as it continues, right? As its continuity proceeds, right? In accordance with its proper spiritual tradition and spiritual nature. This is what Rav Kook is saying. Now, goes on Rav Kook and says, right, that an interesting thing says, Ela she'anu tzurichim l'chaven b'chol mitzvah b'yeseh es ha'maniyah, she'yesh da mitzvah ke'elot she'tzad ha'chaven ha'stodim shal eilon n'tiyas goyvim b'ab ha'stodim ha'chayim hem k'nit falam la. In other words, so therefore, what's the difference between mitzvahs? So says Rav Kook, in different mitzvahs, different dimensions will carry different weights. In other words, different mitzvahs will assign different ways to different dimensions. In other words, every mitzvah is sort of like a convex combination of these six dimensions, and of course we'll have coefficients to every dimension, and every mitzvah will have different coefficients, different values for each dimension. Now, in addition to the fact that these dimensions will change the concept of the mitzvah, there's actually going to be a change in these dimensions in accordance with space and time. Right? And that's says Rav Kook. V'zeh chiluf hu tali gamken b'shinoi hazmanim. Right? In other words, within one mitzvah, the different dimensions might have different values, right, or different weight, depending upon different times. In other words, you might have an epic when one dimension is going to actually take greater weight, right, over other dimensions which might not appear to be so prevalent. Which might in fact actually not express themselves. And then other times, the dimension which was not expressed in a previous epic will actually express itself more and hide the other dimension. Okay? And Rav Kook says, and the person says, Rav Kook says one, use the word cheke, the one can actually investigate and research how these different dimensions, the theological dimensions, change in different times. And says, and there might be changes in mitzvahs, derasimus, derabonon, etc., etc. Okay. So, in other words, what is Rav Kook saying? What Rav Kook is saying is that every mitzvah has what's called these six dimensions, and these six dimensions represent an organic whole, a six-dimensional space. But of course, the convex combination of the six-dimensional space will change in accordance with time. And actually, here he mentions time, but it could possibly be, you know, what type of a mitzvah, the time of the mitzvah, or the time in history, etc., etc. Okay, now. Now that we've read Rav Kook and translated, we have to really understand what Rav Kook is saying. And a little bit what the chiddush here of Rav Kook is. First of all, what Rav Kook is trying to accomplish here is actually, what I would say is really in fact, there are two or three actually very, very, I would say, very much revolutionary thoughts. Okay? First of all, the So what Cook is trying, we know is that the Tamei HaMitzvahs expressed in the Mekairis, in the classical commentaries, in fact, actually vary. So for example, the Rambam and the Maril Nevuchim, in the third chelik, the Rambam in fact understands the Tamei HaMitzvahs to be such, if those of you who are interested could see the series of Shi'urim on Hashkafasakol.com on the Tamei HaMitzvahs and the Maril Nevuchim. And then in fact, actually the Tamei HaMitzvahs in the Rambam represent, in a certain sense, a rational direction by which Klal Yisrael, the Jews, were taken from a state of paganism of Avodah Zarah to monotheism. This is a very concise, perhaps a little bit misleading understanding of the Rambam, but nonetheless, I think it will suffice for now. However, we have, in fact, other understandings of Tamei HaMitzvahs, that in every mitzvah is what's called a site. Every mitzvah refers to a spiritual reality, a spiritual ontology. Even the Ramban in Parshas Ki Tzeise on Kan Sipor, who argues on the Rambam regarding the Tamei HaMitzvah, nonetheless concludes by saying, Yesh b'mitzvah site. There's a site to the mitzvah. Now, so, in fact, actually, if you look at the Rambam versus the Ramban, we have actually two versions of the Tamei HaMitzvahs. One is what I would call much more of, I would call the anthropological understanding of the Tamei HaMitzvahs. And then there's, I would call the Kabbalistic understanding of the Tamei HaMitzvahs. Now, in order to understand how Rav Kook sees this, I think we'll be instructed to go to section 19, right? Right when I was doing section number 2, but we go to section 19. Rav Kook also speaks about the Tamei HaMitzvahs, and there, he, in a certain sense, is actually pronouncing the same thing as he pronounces in section number 2, with a certain variation, which we'll discuss right now. I'm reading from section 19. There he says, Tamei mitzvahs koilim gam kenes harayonis hayesis shvalim upshutim. The Tamei mitzvahs include ideas which are the simplest and lowest. Vem b'chol shiflusam enem moidim es kol agavoy hayesin nisgav shal harayonis hayesin elam avoy mimim. But these lower reasons for the mitzvahs do not stand as a contradiction, right? Or actually coexistent with the highest ideas, right, for the Tamei HaMitzvahs. In other words, Rav Kook wants to claim that the Tamei HaMitzvahs of the Rambam, the Tamei HaMitzvahs of the Ramban, in fact coexist. Matzav do amid b'ru mitzuyim b'tiyo b'chiba ha'imus ha'kitzenis ha'mashifus gam ken b'kzeh ha'achoyim. Says Rav Kook, the Dor HaMidbar actually represents this type of dichotomy, this type of coexistence, of the highest levels of elevation, spiritual elevation, with the lowest levels. In other words, the two ends of the spectrum, the highest level, the lowest levels. Okay? Me'eva, mizeh, ruach, neret v'niskav. From one side, right, there's a sublime, lofty spirit. Hechshel lekras gilo shchina v'zairos liyes la'am elyon v'nisa. A revelation of God's presence, right? Bringing the Jewish people to the highest spiritual national level, Memlechas Kahanim v'Goy Kadosh, that's on one side. Uvei v'zeh Abdus Shvela, right? Which is lowly servitude. Barbarus Shvela, says Rav Kook, barbarianism. Chisoan kol techunot tabuses. Now, how could you speak about Klal Yisrael as being barbarians, chas v'shalom? But in fact, Rav Kook quotes a Gemara in Yuma in Daf Ayin Hei Amud Beis. It's a very interesting Gemara that actually not only isn't quoted by Rav Kook, it's actually quoted by in a drasha of the Chazon Sofer in Parshas B'Shalach. And there, the Gemara says, I'm reading from Yuma, Ayin Hei Amud Beis, Omer Ravacha, says Ravacha, by Yaakov, Ravacha by Yaakov says, B'tchila hayu Yisrael doimin ketani goylem. In the beginning, the Jewish people were like chickens. Shemenakim ba'ashpa. They used to eat from the garbage can. Achaba Moshe v'kavalahem b'man suda. Until Moshe Rabbeinu came and said enough with, you know, gnashing in the garbage cans, right? We're gonna make specific times for meals. And the Gemara is a pasuk. And Rav Kook understands that in fact, this is expressive of this end of the spectrum, that the Jewish people, Klal Yisrael, when they left the Midbar, in a certain sense, right, existed on an extremely primitive level, and it was necessary, through the Torah, to raise them culturally. Right? That's what Rav Kook says. L'harim umma mimata v'ababari, to raise them from their state of barbarianism. Therefore, you have to acculturate them. To give them culture. Right? Okay, so in other words, Rav Kook understands, so this, in other words, this concept of actually culturing the Jews is a little bit, in a certain sense, akin, not exactly, like the Rambam, in the sense that they were taken from a state of paganism and brought to a state of Avodah Zarah. Right? Those of you who know the famous Medrash, we're now after Shavuot Shel Pesach, Halalo Oide Vanazor, Halalo Oide Vanazor. Rav Kook understands here that the mitzvahs, the Tamiya mitzvahs, at least, right, when Klal Yisrael, the Jewish people, left Mitzrayim, was intended from one point of view, from one aspect, right, from one end of the spectrum, to culturate the Jewish people, to bring to a level of culture. And of course, for the second end of the spectrum, so Rav Kook, it was intended to bring the Jews to a very high spiritual level. So Rav Kook understands that the, what we would call now, perhaps, you know, the, what I would call, of course, Rav Kook is a little bit, you know, different, but Rav Kook is saying is what we're calling now, the Rambam, the Moed of Vuchim's concept of Tamei Mitzvahs, because Rav Kook is changing it, because instead of being, going from paganism to monotheism, Rav Kook is speaking about culturing barbarians, and the Ramban's concept of mitzvahs, which is soy, which is Kabbalah, bring the Jewish people to the highest level of spiritual existence, these actually represent the two poles in one spectrum. Now, the Chiddush in Rav Kook is not only, that's Chiddush Damor, not only that the different types of Tamiya mitzvahs do not stand in opposition to each other, but rather are two ends of a spectrum. And Rav Kook, of course, adds different levels of the Tamei Mitzvahs, six in the case here in section 2. But what's interesting is that the spiritual Tamei Mitzvahs are actually intermediate between what I would call the humanistic Tamei Mitzvahs, which are with the lowest level, is internal equanimity, and the highest level is intellectual apprehension. In other words, what Kook is saying is that the Tamiya mitzvahs, in fact, represent a six-dimensional space of which the lowest dimension is a personal equanimity, which brings equanimity to a person. Doesn't really, in a certain sense, not directly related to any spiritual content, but sort of like a internal equanimity. And the highest level, too, is related to a intellectual apprehension, is understanding the totality of all of reality. And sandwiched in between these two, what I would call humanistic dimensions, are actually four much more spiritual dimensions, which is the relating to God as the creator, universal ethics, mitzvahs, ritual acts, right? And the relationship of the individual to all of the Jewish nation, Klal Yisrael. Now, the basic question that we have to raise is, and Rav Kook says, of course, that in fact, actually, that these dimensions are going to change in time, as I mentioned before. In other words, there's obviously an evolution to this, as Rav Kook understands very clearly. Now, what do we mean by an evolution? Chas v'shalom. Chas v'shalom. I mean, the notion that a mitzvah evolves after Teras Moshe was anathema to all the Mefarshim, both to the Rambam, both to the Ramban. In other words, the Rambam understood that one of the ikum of the Rambam, the Yad, is that the mitzvahs in and of themselves, right, as given to Moshe Rabbeinu, can't change. The drushes of Chazal maybe in the Rambam, right, might add to the protein, but the basic mitzvah doesn't change according to Rambam. The Ramban certainly would agree with this. Even the Bahag, who listed several mitzvahs like Chanukah, Dereis, nonetheless, I think every religious Jew would agree that the fundamental axiom of Amunis Yisrael is that the mitzvahs given at Sinai, Bechsav v'Be'al Peh, are in fact non-changing. So what is in fact Rav Kook speaking about an evolution in Tamei HaMitzvahs? And the answer, in my opinion, is actually the dimensional construct that Rav Kook presents to us here in section number 2. In other words, when we're speaking about the mitzvahs changing, we're speaking about the mitzvahs as if they're commanded to us. What Rav Kook is actually proposing here, or expressing here, or describing here, is what I spoke about in the last four shiurim, is Rav Kook's types of Copernican revolution. Man's apprehension of the mitzvahs will change over time in relationship to what produces internal equanimity in man, and in terms of man's ever-expanding intellectual horizons. So what Rav Kook really is expressing here in section number 2 is that through time, man's intellectual horizons will expand. That's the highest level. And man's internal equanimity, his psyche, will also change. I don't know if that's for the good or not for the good. We live in the age of psychosis, but of the neurotic, but whatever it is, man's psychological nature will change throughout history too. And as a result of that, man's view, man's relationship to the spirituality of the mitzvahs, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to God as the creator, through ethics, through understanding Ben Adam L'Makom, through understanding the relationship of man to Klal Yisrael, will change accordingly. In other words, what Kook is saying is that the mitzvah mitzvah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shebech Teira, Shebech Sav, Shebech Chas V'Shalom, is always unwavering. But man's conception of the mitzvah, which is generated by man, the change of both man's psyche and man's intellect, will produce, in fact, a changing spiritual perception of the mitzvah from the standpoint of man. And that's why the two levels, the human level, humanistic level, are the lower and the top, and the four intermediate, more spiritual levels, a sandwich in between. That's really what Faculty of Cook is expressing. Yeah.
Even the intermediate levels, some seem to be more objective than others. The man's connection with the Jewish people seems to be more subjective.
No, because Rav Kook is acting more spiritual too. And you're right.
But I'm saying that how I can
but
understand
it's,
how
it's
man's
a spirit, I think Rav Kook understands a spiritual connection more.
But I can understand how man's connection with the Jewish people can evolve, quote unquote, over time. But how can the effect of the mitzvahs on the spiritual world of the Pratzufim change as a result of men's changing and evolving?
Okay, so the fact is that, I mean, you're asking a very good question, but as a beginning of an answer, I would say if we look at the Leshem, in the Chiddushim Bi'urim, I think I may have explained this, is that the Leshem understands that the concept of Yigdus HaDeiris is only a nigla. In this, it was called Aliyas HaDeiris. As the generations progress, as they march onwards, then there's greater revelations about Hashamayim. In a certain sense. In other words, the Gili of the Arizal, they're, you know, are in fact actually a different paradigm than that of previous Mekubalim. So because of this, Rav Kook will claim that, in other words, that even though Amunas Yisrael, we certainly ascribe to the fact that these things have always stayed the same, but nonetheless, what's revealed, the Klal Yisrael, will change over history. So that's the Kabbalah of the Arizal, for example, the Kabbalah of the Rashash, Ramchal, etc., etc. That's, I think, the answer to what your question is. Okay, anyway, in any case, I think that we're going to stop over here because I think we have enough chidushim to keep our minds occupied. And I want to remind people this is only really a beginning. And in fact, actually, that we're going to see that Rav Kook is actually going to propose a very astounding understanding of the mitzvahs and our relationship to the mitzvahs. And in fact, Mitzvah, the next year, we're going to actually, Rav Kook actually takes specific mitzvahs. He's going to take the mitzvah here, Pirul Ivya, Mila, in section 19, he's going to take the mitzvah of Kesavas Kaka, etc., etc. And we're going to see how Rav Kook actually works this into a very practical understanding of the mitzvahs. Until that time, from the unimposed location, Yerushalayim HaKadosh, be well.